Hello, everybody. No, Deb did my jokes for me. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about, there's just one verse, and it's super simple, but it really, it means a lot to me, because this one verse, just, I was going through something just like really hard in my life that was very difficult to get through, and this one verse, just repeatedly telling myself over and over and over again, this verse, it just helped me through a lot. And it wasn't even just going through that, but it was just going through the process of learning how to truly lay everything down at the feet of the Lord and just giving it all to Him and giving Him complete control. And the verse is Exodus 14:14, and it says, "The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace." Amen. Super simple verse. Okay, like you would think that verse should be so easy and so simple. But it's not. It's really not. Because to actually apply it into your life and truly just hold your peace in any given situation that you're in is not necessarily the easiest thing to do. I know it's not for me, and that's why this was very difficult for me, because I'm a person that everything in my life was so out of control for so long that I became a control freak. I just wanted to control everything because that was the only thing that I could try to understand, because everything in my life was just completely out of control, so I wanted to do something and think that I had control even when I didn't, and so I would sit there and I would try to keep control. And so me going through things and doing this and having to just give everything to the Lord was very super hard for me. But if you think about that, you know, being in the middle of a bad situation, you know, whether it be by something you might have caused, but you have done every single step that you can do in order to, you know, try to make it right. But things still aren't going your way. Things still aren't going the way that you think that they need to be going. Or maybe it's something that you didn't even do in the first place. It's just something that's come across in your life and something that's going on and happening. You know, but it doesn't matter, because either way, you know, you don't always see it getting any better and you don't always see it ending. But it's, you know, it's just completely out of your control. But it doesn't matter, because the Lord has it in control. You know, and you have to do one thing, and that is hold your peace. And so, if we actually look at what's going on here in Exodus, it's the nation of Israel, you know, they've been slaves to the Egyptians for over 400 years. The Lord had sent Moses to speak to Pharaoh to let his people go, and Pharaoh wouldn't do it. He just wouldn't do it. And so, God sent plagues and all these things, and everything happens, and then finally, Pharaoh's firstborn son gets killed. He lets the nation of Israel go because of this. And he's like, fine, just go. My son's dead now. It's just go. And, you know, you can think about the joy that the nation of Israel just as a whole had after this happened. They're like, yes, because the slavery wasn't like, go make me food. Like, that wasn't what this slavery was. This was, I'm going to beat you and kill you if you do not do what I say. It was a terrible, hard, terrible thing that they were having to go through. And so now they're like, okay, leave. So they get up and they go and they leave and they just get out of there as fast as they possibly can. And but shortly after this, Pharaoh is like, why'd I do that? Let's go after them. We're going to go get them. They're going to come back. And in Exodus 14:10-14, it says, "And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us, to carry us forth out from Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians who..."
Sorry. He died.
This is the greatest thing ever.
Period.
Here you go.
Thank you. Okay, for the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. So, I mean, think about that. You have been freed from all these people. You've been freed from all this. You've been sent out, left out, and then all of a sudden, you see these same people coming chasing after you. Can you imagine the fear and the everything that was going through them with all this? And then the Lord tells them, ye shall hold your peace. Doesn't matter. Just hold your peace. And then, you know, you go back to the I go back to the beginning of what I had said. This is a lot easier said than done, because this isn't, it's more than just portraying peace on the outside. It's because anybody can sit there and pretend and have the calmest face, you can have the best poker face in the world, it doesn't matter. But what matters is what's really in your heart, because that's where it all starts. Because if you don't have true peace in your heart of just truly giving it to the Lord and leaving it there and trusting in Him, then eventually it's all going to come out anyways. So you can sit there and you can hold your face for as long as you want, but it's not going to matter because it's all going to come out. And if you don't have peace, if you don't have the true peace in your heart, then everything else is worthless. It just doesn't matter. You have to have that peace in your heart. And Philippians 4:7, and I told myself to mark my verses, and I did not do that. So forgive me. Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And so, how do we do that? How do we get that peace in our heart? How do we keep that in our heart? You know, we do it by going through trials, going through tribulations. That's how we do it, because we have to go through those things in order to be able to have the Lord prove to us that He's going to bring us out of them in the first place. And, you know, we have to allow Him to do that. Romans 5:3-5 says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." You know, going through those things and having those things in our life is what's going to bring that peace in our heart, because the Lord will bring you through it all. If you just let Him, and if you just let Him do it, He'll bring you through everything. Doesn't mean that it's going to end up the way that you think it's going to end up, because that's not necessarily the way that it needs to end up, because the Lord knows how it truly needs to end up. We think one way and think about how all of our ways got us to where it got us to in life. You know, us doing things our way, thinking, oh, this is how this needs to go. Oh, this is how it needs to go. Look at the outcome of that. It's nothing compared to what the Lord's outcome is, and that's the outcome that you want to have. And so, you know, but just by truly trusting Him and knowing that He has our 100% best interest, and He knows exactly what needs to happen, even, again, if what needs to happen, what we think needs to happen isn't what actually is going to happen. And that's, you know, Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good to those that love Him, to those who are the called according to His purpose, okay? Everything works together for our good. Everything does. And if we just do our job and get into His Word and build the principles around us and write them in our hearts and truly believe them and actually apply them in our lives, because it's more than just reading it. It's putting it in our hearts and it's applying it in everything that we do. You know, then anything can come our way, and anything at all, and we'll be able to get through it. And we'll be able to get through it with peace by living through those principles in the Word of God. By living through those, you know, by having those in our hearts and remembering them. Because what does the Holy Spirit do? He brings those verses that we've read and that we've applied in our lives, and He brings them to our remembrance exactly at the right time that we need them, every single time that we need them. Amen. And so, you know, and there's absolutely nothing that will come that can get to us. There's nothing that can come that can get to us if we truly do this. And so, I'm going to say some of my favorite verses that have really meant a lot to me. I'm not going to read them all, but I'll get them if you guys want to write them down and read through them later. And the 1 Corinthians 10:13, 2 Kings 6:16, Nahum 1:7, Jeremiah 32:27. I'm sorry.
Jeremiah.
Okay. Where'd you end up?
trouble, the Lord is good.
I love Nahum 1:7. Proverbs 21:1, 1 Peter 5:7, Romans 8:31, and there's just so many more. Like, that's just a few of them. That doesn't even reach the surface of all the things that are in there that the Lord can give you. And, you know, but this right here, these principles, these promises, putting them in our hearts, writing them upon the table of our hearts, and giving something for the Lord to work with to begin with, when we have something come into our life, you know, that is what's going to give us that true peace and be able to hold it. That's what I got.
Well, this is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 32:27.